You're listening to Tri-States Public Radio. We're here with Don Wynn, Alderman-at-Large for the Macomb City Council. Looking back, I had that you were appointed to Alderman-at-Large originally. You won an election in 2011, and then you were unopposed in 2015. You do have an opponent this time around. Can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to run for re-election?
Yeah, like I said, I ran for re-election this time again because it's... I've been on several different committees, and I just want to continue my quest to keep Macomb going. It's we have several issues that are long-range plans, and I was a part of those, so I just want to make sure that we keep on the right track.
Which long-range plans are you referring to?
Oh, we have several long-range plans. I mean, they have the long-range plan for the downtown. We have a long-range plan for the pool system. There's several different long-range plans, you know. There's always long-range plans because they have to be that way because we don't have the money up front to do any of the things in short term. So the pool is aging, the streets are crumbling, so we have to have some type of a long-range plan. The downtown is starting to thrive, but we're getting the grants and so forth to keep it going. So that's why.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a resident of Macomb, been a resident of Macomb for 50 or 60 years or so. Wasn't born and raised here, but I came here right out of high school, started to work at Bowers, worked out there for 6 years, and then moved to the college out there, worked out there in several different departments for 31 years before retiring out of there. Now I'm currently working at the Village at Wheeler, doing maintenance on those homes out there. I'm on several committees through the city, the WIRC committee and several others, and that's about me.
Yeah, so what committees do you serve on as a city councilman?
On the city council, I serve on the personnel committee. I serve on the negotiating committee for the Teamsters.
And they represent city workers?
Yes.
All city workers? Or
They represent the street department, the water department, the sewer department.
So public works?
Public works, yes. Okay.
Are there any other committees that you're on?
Yeah, I'm on the WIRC committee. It's the Community Action Agency side. Been on that one for the last several years, and that's going quite well. WIRC does a lot of work for the local people, and they're right in the process of trying to get moved to a new location, but they've been having some struggles trying to find a proper size place.
Well, looking back over your 8-plus years on the city council, are there any things that you like to highlight as far as things that you've been involved in and feel like you've made a difference on as an alderman?
Well, I guess I could say one of the highlights might be keeping the pool open. I've been on the committee that we worked on trying to keep the Glenwood pool open, and right now we seem like we have it at least stabilized. I mean, it's got some age on it, but the Macomb Y is taking it over, and they seem to be doing a pretty good job of maintaining it, so we're going to run with that for a while anyway. The Spring Lake Park decision that we made to turn that over to Spring Lake Management, that seemed like that's been a real good thing for Macomb. I mean, they've done some nice things out there, added some cabins, added more camping spaces. I'm not the outdoor person, so I don't really get out there to camp or do anything of that nature, but I hear from people from time to time that it's really nice out there. So
both of those are examples, I think, of issues that affect the community as a whole. You're alderman at large, so your scope is a little bit different than some of the aldermen on the council in that you are looking to represent all of Macomb versus just a specific ward.
Right. And I've been involved with when they had the issues out on Riverview Drive. I was in on that and went out and looked at that and made some decisions to take care of that. There was issues on east end of town where they didn't have lights and so forth, and we've got lights out around Walton Way now. I mean, it took a while to work with some of the different agencies in order to make that happen, but we got that through. The decision to do East Street, make it a more modern street, and it's a real good street, gets heavily traveled. There's a lot of, I've been involved in a lot of issues all over town. I've met with some people out by the hospital when they had the issues with the helicopter pad and so forth, and when they wanted to expand that area out there. I met with some of the residents out in the Rebecca Lane area when they, and I know Dr. Cook has that area, but I met with some people out there when they were having the issues on their backyards flooding from the Wesley development. And I think we've probably reasonably solved that matter. I met with people down through, I can't think what it is now, it'd be down in the Dudley Street. There's a Lemoyne Creek that runs through there. And we had some issues there, and was involved in that, was involved in looking at the Candy Lane issues where we wanted to, had the grants and so forth to do the sidewalks and things coming down Candy Lane. But there's an issue right there at Candy and Pearl Street that developed and created a bigger problem. So that's why we haven't continued that project yet. So I mean, I've been all over town and looked at a lot of different issues from east end to the west end to north and south. So,
and how do you juggle those different requests that you get throughout the community and prioritize the feedback you're getting from community members?
Well, like I said, I listen to people and I like listening to people. It doesn't matter whether you're irate or whatever, I still listen. It's just, you know, just something that I do. I mean, I'm a people type person, so I can listen to you and I can agree with you or disagree with you or whatever, but I'll still listen and I'll try to bring it to the attention of whoever, wherever it needs to be brought to, so.
And looking forward, are there any specific community issues that you think Macomb is facing?
Yeah, the biggest issue that we're going to be facing now is the lack of population in town. With the lack of enrollment at the university, that's really putting a squeeze on how much population that we have in town. So that's going to be one of the biggest issues. And with that issue there becomes the lack of federal and state dollars coming back into the city. So there's going to have to be some changes, whether they're immediate or down the road. There's going to be some big changes that'll have to come, and somebody will have to make that decision. So at some point in time, we're probably not going to ever get back to the higher populations that we've seen in this area for quite some time. And we're just going to have to live with that. Expenses will still go on, and we'll have to learn how to do more with less. I mean, that's the whole bottom line. The roads are going to crumble. We're going to have to rely on more grants if we can get them. Population money is the two big issues that we're going to be faced with for quite some time.
And if you are elected to another term, is there anything that you would like to accomplish in these next 4 years?
Well, after talking with some people, I would like to see more roads being repaired. I would like to see more businesses come to town. I mean, I'd like to see some type of factories or something that we can glean that strength off of. I'd like to see the universities remain here, get their act together, and recruit more students if it's all possible, which I know it could be, but it'll take some time. So, and I'll be struggling trying to help wherever I can to see if we can make that happen.
Well, maybe you could talk a little bit about the role that you can play in those types of things as an alderman.
The role that I can play in that circumstance would be making contact with some of the state representatives, which I already do. We do that fairly on a regular basis. Just get out and talk to people and try to see if we can come up with some good ideas on how to stimulate this area. It's got to be a people thing.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about the need for road improvements. The city does have a plan in place for what it would like to see accomplished over the next few years. Did you have a role in putting that plan together?
Well, that's done through committees, and I've been on some of those committees. Yes, we look at the road systems all over town. We have something like 26 miles of roads in town, and we look at those roads and then put them kind of in a category to see which ones are the worst to the best, and then try to tackle the worst ones first, and the ones that are medium or sub base or take the lack of issue, we'll kind of let those ride for a while. But that's what we normally do.
And that's difficult to sort of weigh, because I'm sure you always hear from people who want their neighborhood to get improvements.
Yeah, and it's one of those big things, and I drive the roads too, and you're always driving and looking at them and realizing that they all have potholes and so forth in them, trying to make a determination as to which pothole is worst on this street or that street is anybody's guess. I mean, if it has lots of traffic and it's in high traffic area, yeah, you want to try to maintain those first. But the side streets that are less traveled, you still want to do a little something to those. But there again, the dollars, you don't have enough of them to go all the way around. So,
you mentioned some of the struggles the city is facing. Are there any opportunities you see, areas of growth that are down the road for Macomb?
Trying to maintain the factories and the resources that we do have is going to be the big thing, and trying to maintain the, like you said, you're working on trying to spruce up the downtown to maybe attract more businesses down there. So I think we're kind of on the right track as far as that goes. It's just a matter of time to see, you know, what we can do in the future.
And having served on the city council for 8+ years, is there anything that you wish people knew or understood about how the city government operates that they're not aware of or that you'd like to tell them?
Yeah, I guess you can say one of the things is that and whenever we have what I call controversial issues like the alcohol issues or the issues of that nature, I talk to a lot of people, and what it is I don't think a lot of people understand that a lot of stuff is done in committees. So by the time we get to the council level to where we're televised, a lot of that work has already been discussed, been worked on, bids have been taken. So it's already been covered, and so a lot of people don't understand that just when they see us up there on the screen, that we're not doing anything. But it's not like that. It's work goes on whether we're before the cameras or not. I think that if people could understand that there's work done more or less behind the scenes, that they would get a little bit better understanding. I know that sometimes when I talk to people and explain to them what we're doing, then they're kind of at awe, and they find out that, I didn't know that. Well, I don't know how you get that across any better way than, like you say, than talking to people. Mm-hmm. So if in the future we could find a way to present more of that, maybe that would help.
So you're talking about Macomb City Council, which is a Monday night meeting, as sort of the show, because it is televised here locally. And these behind-the-scenes conversations are open to the public, but they're happening throughout the week. The Macomb City Council is broken down into different committees, and you all meet throughout the week and have these more in-depth discussions. Mm. How much time do you think you're working on city business during a week because of the committee structure?
It would depend. I mean, sometimes we meet... there's committees that meet all week long, off and on all week long, probably roughly 1 to 3 hours per committee per day. This is in addition to the regular meetings.
For a controversial topic, are you saying that maybe someone who is concerned would be better off coming to a committee discussion than they would be to go to city council?
Well, for controversial issues like that, yeah, I would say that showing up at the council meetings or at some of the committee meetings is the best way to really to express their concern. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. I let people know when we have controversial issues that, hey, this issue is going to be up tonight. Maybe you want to come and express your opinion. And then conversely, I've even heard some people say that, well, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. And I said, no, it's not like that. If you would come to the meeting and express your opinion, you know, that carries a lot of weight. And that may sway some of the other voters. You got me swayed, but you may sway some of the other voters if you can come and present your case the same way.
It sounds like you're calling for more public involvement in these meetings.
Yeah, I would. Well, that's the way you're going to get it done. I mean, you need to have public involvement in all of the meetings, actually, because, I mean, we're up here working for the people. And if the people would come and support us, you know, when we have these controversial issues that they're disappointed about or don't like about, and if enough people show up, I mean, I'm sure things could change.
Anything else that you wanted to mention?
Well, like I said, I'm a people type person, and I am always glad to stand and talk with somebody. I talk with a lot of people when I walk through the stores in town, Walmarts and the Hy-Vees, and when I see them on the streets. So the election is coming up, and I would be happy if I have your support.